102.3 WBAB, Roger and
Look
JP.
At him already with the damn with the video thing.
He starts as soon as he gets here. He's social mediaing it up.
Look at you. He's waving.
DiBenedetto. How do you say it?
You're almost there.
I'm almost there.
You almost try it again. Come on, you
being
can
be Irish.
It.
I want to get it right you for could, you.
Not even Italian say it right.
And he's not even Irish. He's like Czech, some sort of slop background
and
over
he's
there.
He's already taking selfie video with us in the studio.
It's an army.
You want a selfie stick? What do you want?
It's an army stick.
It's an army stick.
It's DiBenedetto.
DiBenedetto. See, I almost got it right.
DiBenedetto.
He's the bread and milk guy. Do you hate hearing that, or is it like your thing?
No, I like it. I'm getting recognition. It's got 14 million hits.
Right.
And I put an extension on my house because of this video. I mean,
you're making money off of YouTube?
Yeah, I'm getting paid. I got to check.
How does that work?
You got to monetize it.
How does it work,
go
though?
On Google AdSense. You got to open up a separate bank account. And I get a nice check once a month. You know, it's nice. It's not enough to live on, but hopefully between all my videos, I got
the Kanye West one was great.
You can't say what you got to say, man.
We'll clear it up. You say what you got to say.
Kanye West.
Exactly. That's what I say. That's it.
You know, and people, then you get the you're right. I'm not a racist. Give me Barry White and let's get it on.
Some other black guy.
We'll sing
Barry
White. You know, he's a no talent. He never smiles. And people praise this guy. That's the problem with the country. Wrong has become right. And people like me and yourselves, the working class zeros, I call myself,
right.
We can't say nothing. We're ostracized.
In that video, you had a line where you go, if the world was fair, my father would still be alive and I'd have my own sitcom. And I was like, that is great.
Exactly. You know, if I ever made it to like the Kevin James level, I don't want a Maserati. I want to take my mother out of a home in Florida, have a 24-hour nurse to wipe her ass and take care of my friends.
All right.
That's all I want to do. I'm 54.
That's a good goal right there. That's good. It's reachable. Like you said, it's fair.
Be nice. Just get up in the morning, pay your taxes. My father handed me down work ethic. He never rioted, never protested. He was quiet, did his job day in. He drove a garbage truck. And, you know, it passes down. And my son's an artist. So don't figure that
Somehow he missed it.
So now when you're doing, because I know you did Paul Blart, right? You just did Mall Cop 2 with Kevin. Is that your first movie?
First movie.
So are you like robbing craft services, like putting cupcakes down your legs?
It was phenomenal. I was out in Vegas 6 weeks, and then I come back and I'm driving a school bus. Talk about an emotional.
Do you drive a school bus?
No more now.
Namas.
I don't know if you heard, I'm not shining shoes no more.
You're not shining shoes no more?
I was tired of transporting the future criminals of Staten Island, so I said, enough with that. This is the first time in 33 years I'm doing comedy full-time.
Good for you, man.
Oh, that's a long road. That is not an overnight sensation. That is hard
that's
work.
That's what people from Bread and Milk, who is this? I go to shows now, people are looking at me, and you know, and I start cursing, and the veins popping.
Right.
And, is this the Bread and Milk? They don't know.
No.
A lot of people think I just... I drove my garbage truck to Dangerfields, did my act, back in a garbage truck, finished my run. I mean, you think Seinfeld ever did that?
What are you, city sanitation?
Private. These guys.
Okay. Yeah. Those guys?
But I had to pick up the garbage for Dangerfields to get stage time.
Hey, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
We're talking to Vic DiBenedetto, the bread and milk guy.
Look at you you're doing no clubs. Westbury, the big stage.
Considering it's Memorial Day weekend, we got 1,400 tickets sold. So
I know
far.
You do.
I think that's pretty good.
I went online yesterday to check out how the show sold, and all you see is like a couple of blue dots over here. I'm like, he almost sold this thing out.
I would have loved the 3,000, but you know what? I'll take the 1,400.
1,400 Memorial Day weekend? What
I
do you want? You see, you're right.
How many comedians do that?
off the school bus job, and you're already complaining.
See that? See that?
You're already complaining. Your star's not bright enough.
Richmond want to be king. The king ain't satisfied till he rules everything.
That's it.
No, you know what it is? It's human nature.
Oh, that's true. All right, hang on, Vic. Vic DiBenedetto, the bread and milk guy. Westbury, tomorrow night. There are a few tickets left in NYCB Theater, Westbury. More with Vic coming up. Of course, he's from Brooklyn and everything. We'll get to that. And also a rock guy, so we're going to talk to you about that right now. Ted as a Rhodes. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 7:30. Comedian Vic DiBenedetto hanging with us. NYCB Theater, Westbury, tomorrow night. There are some tickets left. I mean, honestly, it seems like you're like a little nervous about the show tomorrow night. I don't know why.
I'm just sick of how everybody is trained like mice because it's Memorial Day weekend. They got to go to the Hamptons or the Jersey Shore. You could still go to the beach, have a barbecue, come to the show. Do all your next weekend. Why punish yourself? It's going to be like the mass exodus. Why punish yourself in that
don't
traffic?
Don't you people know this habit that you've had your entire... Vic is in town and you should change your plans.
That's right.
Vic, he quit driving a school bus for Christ's sake.
I mean, this show. You're not gonna. This, I'm telling you. You go to you, comedy. I see these comics on Comedy Central and Showtime. I smile. I laugh. But you want your belly to hurt, your face to hurt.
Right.
Me, Shuley from Howard Stern, and we got Freddie Rubino. This is gonna be a great kick-ass show. And I'm telling you, you got to come. I'm
who
serious.
Who do you like? Who were you? Who are the guys that got you doing it?
Yeah, my idol was George Carlin, of course. Yeah. But then John Mulroney was my mentor.
Right.
I started at Pip's Comedy Club in Brooklyn. Sheepshead Bay. That was like the boot camp.
From Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Okay. Last week we were talking about there's a place in Red Hook, the Fonte's. Do you know this place? The sandwich joint? We just mentioned the place, right? I saw it on like.
What's it called?
Diners, Drive-Ins,
DeFontes. That's it?
D-E-F-O-N-T-E. It's in Red Hook. And it was on like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or something on
Is it a new place or it's
no,
been there?
No, it's been there since like 1926. Wow. I'm watching this guy make a steak pizzaiolo sandwich and I wanted to hump my television, right? We come in the next morning at 5:30 in the morning and I mentioned what I saw on television before. Phones blow up. No, bro, you gotta go there and you gotta get the eggplant and they do the chicken and then the eggplant and there's a guy whose only job is to make the fresh mutts in the back and then the steak pizza, but you can't get the steak pizza on Saturdays. You go, don't
well,
go on
a
Saturdays.
Place in Coney Island.
And they only take cash.
Yeah, to Tono's.
Yeah.
They close at a certain time. After the guy runs out of dough, he closes.
That's
it.
The business. If I'm ever gonna have a bit, I want one of those guys when you're like, hey, you know what? I'm done. It's 1 o'clock. I'm tired. I don't want to make another set of rolls.
Wow, I can't believe I've never heard of it. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Wow. How about Spumoni Gardens?
Of course, L&B.
That came up as well. Yeah.
Bensonhurst. Well, my family's from Bensonhurst, so I used to go
too.
Right over there.
You know Vinny?
Which one? With my uncle? He died a couple of years ago.
I won Brooklyn, Staten Island, now I'm in New Jersey. As a matter of fact,
I took
the Sunrise Highway all the way from Jersey. That's how long that freaking Sunrise Highway is. Why didn't my GPS tell me that it's Southern State? I don't understand.
I don't know. That's terrible. You're
why
right.
Why did you go to Jersey?
So when I get out of here, you got to guide me to the Southern
why
State.
Why would you go to Jersey?
My wife wanted to go there.
What are you listening to her for?
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, that's what they say.
For Staten Island, you're right on top.
Can we talk about this happy wife, happy life thing? Bullshit. Because you know what? Once you make them happy, then they're happy for about 20 minutes.
Right.
And then the bar just moves.
Are you married?
No.
How long are you married?
I'm married. I'm not even married that long. I got 12 years in. He's got 24.
Well, 24 to almost
25. 33 for me.
33?
She doesn't even know I'm here. I left the house. It's off the garbage. There's no proof I'm here.
Does she know you quit your job yet?
Yeah, well, she was on the job with me. She was in my matron. So that was two salaries we risked without doing. I mean, she was a matron watches the kids while I drive.
So you get a pension out of this?
Yeah.
You did
I'm
vesting
in the
right?
union. I'm vesting
Good.
In the union.
Right.
I got out just in time because that industry is going down the tubes. They're hiring scabs now for $12 an hour. Mm. But this is my time. Maybe there's a reason why it took me all these years. I don't know. Maybe if I would have made it early, like that other douchebag, Justin Bieber, I would have been a drug addict. I don't know.
Not a big Justin Bieber guy?
Nah. I don't
Why?
They should have showed my video on his roast. That would have been perfect.
I didn't see the roast. Rod saw it. He said it was really good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
But picture my video on there, my rant.
That would work.
Who do you want? Like, if you can get into a room with one person and just punch the ever loving shit out of them, who is it?
Wow. Probably Kanye West.
Yeah.
He's top of your list, huh?
Yeah.
It's not just a video.
You
see
him on the Billboard Awards? What the Come on, man. Why can't people just say that this guy, I don't get it. You know, then again, my father thought the Beatles were the Antichrist. So
right.
I guess it's that
So maybe
whole,
you're doing the same thing. Maybe he's a genius.
At least the Beatles had a f***ing melody.
All right, Vic DiBattista, the bread and milk guy, hanging with us. He's at Westbury tomorrow night at NYCB Theater. A couple seats are left. Talk to him more coming up. Right now, we have to get to the road, 734, one Rock Station, Roger and JP, 744, sunny and 75 today. Guy hanging with us this morning, the voice you've been hearing is Vic DiBattista, NYCB Theater, Westbury tomorrow night, the bread and milk guy, you probably know his videos from the internet, Kanye West is a big one, this thing about Justin Bieber too. So Vic, being from Brooklyn and all that stuff, even with all the disco movement, I mean, you're about the same age as me, are you a rock guy too, though? That's what I read.
Yes. And it's weird because I was a big disco guy. That's why my Saturday Night Fever, that was my neighborhood.
Okay.
That was my life.
Right.
That's how I met my wife, in a disco.
Wow. Your high school years?
Yeah.
Saturday Night Fever?
1978, 77.
Late 70s, yeah.
Son of Sam, the Yankees, World Star, that whole thing. I know those are the great times, man.
You should rock a polyester suit on stage.
Let me tell you something. I had some good moves back in my day.
Carry a bucket of paint?
I bet you did.
Speaking of going on stage.
My hair.
I went on stage at the brokerage in my bus driver uniform.
I saw that.
Because I was late.
And
I changed.
I thought it was like your bit. You go down and you change from bus driver to regular. He's in his underwear standing on stage in sunglasses, and he's putting on his pants.
I'm doing my act. Totally oblivious to what I'm doing.
Completely.
Just doing my act. Because I pull up to the place. The owner's outside looking at his watch. I'm like, James, what are you? I changed on stage.
And people love it.
It was hilarious.
And people loved it.
I mean, Long Island crowds, just like Brooklyn and Staten Island, these are the best crowds. When I do Governors or the Brokerage or McGuire's, I sell out in like a night. Great following.
When did you start with the YouTube videos?
4 years ago.
Were you selling out quickly before that or once that happened?
Selling out started, I probably the last few months.
Really?
Between Bread and Milk, the Kanye West and Justin Bieber, then the movie just put it over the top. It's just,
it helps that much, huh?
Plus, like, the social media, it's a double-edged sword. I use it to my, I didn't tell, look at me, I'm eating a cookie at 3 o'clock. I promoted my gigs, I made videos, and I got a file. If I don't make a vignette, I got people, I'm at my office, where's my morning vignette? They get pissed.
My wife, I have two little ones, and we were kicking around the idea of driving to Florida. And I saw you, like, it was like the timing of the whole thing. Yep. And I watched that whole thing. I'm like, I look at Raj and go, I can't drive to Florida. There's no way we survive.
That's what I'd say if I only had the balls.
Yeah, like he was going up. Yeah, and then at the end of the whole thing,
that's
like
the top 10. Then there's this house. And there's the MTV Cribs.
Right.
Then I got the character, Tony Gaga, which.
Yeah, Tony Gaga is a good
Kevin
character.
Kevin James saw that,
right,
and that gave him the idea for the character. And I just, since that phone call in January, I've been on a cloud. I mean, he
good
called me
you.
Himself. I'm like, Ralph Cramden, you know, we started together. We weren't buddies.
Right.
We lost contact. He became, obviously, the king of Queens. I went on to drive a school bus. We reconnected, and Gino Cesetti.
Who else was it? Chris Monty,
Rob McNighty, Richie Minervini, John Joseph, Greg Vaccarello.
You guys just... I look at it almost like street comedy.
Right.
Because it's not glitzy. It's not like big,
like regular guy
suits.
Comedy.
There's no, it's
right?
just
right.
regular
Real
dudes
guys.
Coming in there who were probably the wise asses in school and said, you should do stand up. And for years, we're probably like, that was stand up nonsense. And then somebody must have got to you.
Class clown. My friend said, there's an amateur night at Pips. Why don't you give it a shot? I went, Dice Clay was the MC the first time. That's how long I'm doing this. Dice didn't even have that character yet. He was the MC.
It was before his HBO explosion, right? In 86 or 8, whatever it was.
Pips, that's the only club where the owner would heckle you.
Do you get nervous?
No, I want to get on stage already. I want to get up there ready.
Right.
It's like butterflies. I just want to...
Have you wanted to ever hit a heckler?
Oh, plenty of times.
How do you not?
How do you not?
Because I know your background. Like, I know where you're from, and I basically know your bloodline. How do you stop yourself from just taking a bottle, breaking it, and
bottle?
Cutting it in
I almost
neck?
Took the mic stand when I clocked somebody in the head.
What happened?
You know, I held back because it just.
What was your worst heckling experience?
I did a show in Jersey. Somebody threw a bread, a piece of steak at me, and I caught it. It was pretty funny, actually.
Nice.
It was like one of those cartoons. Remember Popeye, where the food would go by?
Yeah, right.
And the ketchup. I never had any physical stuff on stage, but I hate hecklers. I did a whole vignette about that. You know, just stay home. If you're going to be a jerk off, stay home.
But when somebody threw that steak at you, you caught it.
Yeah.
And then
the crowd loved it.
And the crowd loved it.
Now I pulled back at him.
And now, do you go at that guy, or you just act like it didn't happen?
I just threw right back at him, and I hit him right in the head.
Did you?
And the crowd loved it.
And you win completely. The whole thing is a win.
That's it.
We're talking to comedian Vic DiPietro. Let's get to the roads, and then more with Vic, who's playing Westbury tomorrow night, NYCB Theater at Westbury. Right now, Ted has the roads.
And we've got some issues on the southern state in Nassau County.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 758. Comedian Vic DiPietro hanging with us this morning, NYCB Theater. There's a couple tickets left, Westbury tomorrow night. That's where he's going
to
be.
You have to have a couple of drinks before you go on, or you good?
Nah, I like to have a shot of Jack Daniels, you know, nice chaser, but I don't need it.
Right.
Know? I mean, back when I first started, I used to go on stoned, and, you know, now, you know, you mature as you go on. I don't pick up any waitresses. I go home.
Yeah.
You know, I got to be in bed after Lonnie Quinn. I'm tired, man.
Lonnie Quinn.
Hey, so how'd you go from Saturday Night Fever guy to rock guy? Because, you know, we heard drugs. you like Queen.
We heard you like Kiss.
Oh, Kiss. That was my favorite.
There we go.
I love Kiss. Yeah, so I went to see the Madison Square Garden, man. I felt the fire.
You were that close.
Yeah. I love rock. Rock is the best. Come on. The Beatles. Give me the Beatles. I'm a happy
Beatles, Kiss, and Queen, you're good. And
Paul Stanley from Kiss is a good friend of ours.
Really?
Would you like to talk
to
him?
Very good friend.
Oh, yeah. Hey! Yeah. You know what, Ghost? Give us some bread and milk!
Cold gin!
So good to see you!
Vic, Paul.
Good to meet you. Like my star?
When Alive first came out, I smoked the joint, and I stood in front of the mirror, and I air guitared that whole double album. I'll never forget that.
Me too! Don't you still listen to it?
Let Me Go Rock and Roll, that guitar riff at the end. Ace Frehley, man, he was the best.
Who?
Paul doesn't like Ace all that much.
Oh, hey.
Do you get jealous at any of the comics?
I get angry at the ones that shouldn't be where they are, like Ray Romano, Kevin James, those guys. Great guy. They
shouldn't be whatever.
No. I can't put on TV anymore. It's just, yes, I get jealous.
Like, at who?
I'm not going to lie.
Be honest.
That's what comics want.
Nobody listens to you.
Give us one who's on the West Coast, never hear this.
It's not about being jealous. It's about I could do what they do, and they just hit the lottery. That's all it is. They're no better.
So what is it then? Connections besides your material?
It's connections. It's right place, right time. Mm-hmm. Then again, I feel I'm too honest because some of my vignettes, I mean, I really tell the truth. And maybe the liberals that control the business,
yes.
I don't know, but that's me. What the fuck, man? I tell it from the heart. I'm an honest guy. I speak my mind.
Well, you got a new manager. Now you're doing Westbury.
Yeah, exactly.
That's also what got you the fans, though.
Maybe that's...
It's moving in the right direction.
The tide is changing.
I'm a happy... Yes. And even Mick Jagger told me, don't get off your cloud. That's how happy I am.
Okay.
You do Mick Jagger?
I just do me. You're not selling out the Coliseum yet.
Yeah, but your honesty is what got you where you are, and you're on the cutting edge with the videos and stuff. There's a lot of comedians who aren't doing the vignettes like you do.
Exactly.
So maybe that's your thing.
Look at Howard Stern. Look where he is now. You know? I mean, I don't know. I'm just riding the wave. I'm just enjoying the moment.
Good.
You know? Yeah,
he's just telling us from the heart.
Don't become a pussy. No crying.
He's being honest.
I said choked up. I didn't cry. I choked up. The only time I cry is when the Yankees lose. You see my Yankee locker room videos?
No, you got into the locker room?
No, we
got
to look up those too.
I'm in my garage, but I pretend I'm the manager. Like, I just bowled the shit out of Teixeira. Are you kidding me? Your toe? Lie to me. Tell me you pulled a hamstring. You pulled your toe muscle? What the You should be in the plastic bubble like the John Travolta. I said, Lou Gehrig, where have you gone? Yankee fans turned their lonely eyes to you.
Yeah, we do.
I drove a garbage truck with fevers and broken bones. This guy can't play ball because his pinky toe hurts. That's a different, it's all business now. That's why I love hockey, man. Those are
there
men.
There you go.
Ranger fan. So if you were doing a video right now, you got a chance to talk to Henrik Lundqvist after letting up 12 goals in 2 games. What are you saying?
Wake the up, man. Wake the fuck up. The New York needs something like this.
Well, no, the Rangers can pull it out. We could use something.
Then we should have the parade for the Ranger fan down Broadway and have the protesters come the other way and then make a nice movie.
And then de Blasio is the first one.
I never thought I'd miss Bloomberg. He was like a little Jewish turtle. You thought as he was giving a speech, he'd go into his suit. You can't get a casing department. You give 21,000 shorts. Now, de Blasio, he hovers over the mic. And I want to thank my son, Link, from the Mod Squad for shoveling the snow. We are sinking. I'm the band entertaining us as we are sinking.
You got an outfit picked out for Saturday or what?
Brand new sharkskin suit. I got a guy in Brooklyn. I got a nice suit.
Did you really?
I can't wait. It's a dark charcoal gray. I got a black shirt with a dark charcoal gray tie. It's gonna new shoes. Nice.
You're not kidding. You're not even kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
You can feel it, right?
This is a big thing, man. I'm gonna walk out there like Russell Crowe. Are you not entertained?
Good for you, man.
I can't wait.
Well, thank you for coming into
us. Man,
I was glad you stopped in.
It was worth the mission to come out here. It really was.
It was a mission.
I would love to go to the show. I'll be out in the Hamptons, though.
I'm so sorry.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for coming.
Go see Vic. If there's any tickets left, thanks for being here.
Thank you, guys. Right. And I'll see you guys Saturday. I hope so. God bless us. And God bless America and all our veterans and war heroes. Thank you for what you do. That takes balls, not what I do. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Right on, man.
Vic DiBattista at NYCB Theater, Westbury, tomorrow night. Thanks to him for being on with us. 8:04.
It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Time for the roads. Here's Ted.